Okay?
Good.
Okay, today's daf is Nazir daf Nun Zayin. Nazir daf Nun Zayin. We are on Nun Devav Mabez, right before the Mishnah. We just quoted a question. We quoted something in our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. We quoted that Rabbi Eliezer quoted Rabbi Yeshua as saying that there's a connection between Tumas Meis that a Nazir is Megaleichon and Tumas Meis that one is Chayef for entering the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara asked not about the content of that statement, but about the way it was transmitted. The Gemara said, how could the Mishnah say that this was Rabbi Eliezer in the name of Rabbi Yeshua? Didn't Rabbi Eliezer say this in the name of Rabbi Yeshua bar Ma'amol in the name of Rabbi Yeshua? So the Gemara said, really, when it comes to Ha'omer Davo B'Shem Amro, the Iker is just the original person who said it and the most recent person who said it. That's Me'Iker Adin, but the middle ones, one does not have to mention. That is what the Gemara said. Let's finish up the Gemara, then we'll talk about it more. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Af Anan Nami Tanina. We're now on the first wide line on Nun Devavim Beis. We also learned in a Mishnah in Maseches Peah. Amar Nachman Halavlar, Nachman the Lavlar. Lavlar is the Sofer. Nachman the Sofer said, Kach Bekubalni Mi Rebbe Meisha Shekibo Me Abba Shekibo Men Azugos Shekiblu Men Anavim. I heard from. I got it from Rabbi Meisha, who said it in the name of his father, who said it in the name of the Zugos. The Zugos, the pairs listed in Pirkei Avos. The Mefarish here in Tosas goes through some of those pairs. Who heard it from the Nevi'im, Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. And what was the Mishnah talking about there? Pizorea Sheves L'Charadol. If somebody plants Sheves, which is dill, and Charadol, mustard seed, in two or three places, they want us to give different payas, leave different corners of the field for each thing planted. So the Gemara says, when Nachman quotes everybody heard it from, he goes straight from the Nevi'im to Moshe Rabbeinu. What happened to Yeshua? What happened to Kalev? Yeshua was Moshe's Talmud, who was the Baal HaMasorah after Moshe. So what happened to him? Why isn't he there? Shema Mina, it must be that Me'ikar HaDin, you don't have to list every single person in the chain. You have to list the origin and list the most recent. So that's the principle. So mention three points related to this. However, the Mavshim Amru may be Gula La'ola. The Rav Matzio Solomon has a maimar in his sefer on Moadim called Omer Davar B'Shem Amru Mevi Gula La'Olam, and it's in the context of Pesach. Where yes, why isn't famous question? Why isn't Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned in the Haggadah? Moshe Rabbeinu, the one who brought the Geula for Klal Yisrael. So why exactly didn't he bring the Geula? So he quotes. He gets it to Hobart of Shem Amru Gula La'Olam, and he quotes, what's the message behind this? If you quote somebody by name, you bring Geula. How does that work? So he quotes a Maharal. The Yesh Ladas in Derech Chaim, a Pirkei Avos. Ki Kasher HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bevi Geula. When Hashem wants to bring Geula, Hashem Yisbarach Rotze Sheyedu Ki Hu Yisbarach Pa'al. Hashem wants people to know, Kaviyachol, that He brought the Geula. No, and people shouldn't say it was the players themselves that brought the Geula. It was the people involved. And that's why throughout Geulas Mitzrayim you find V'yadu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem. V'yadu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem b'kerav ha'aretz. Ein kamoni b'chal ha'aretz. Lefichach, that is why. What does it mean, Ha'omer Davar B'Shem Amro? If somebody says something B'Shem Amro, what does that mean? That reflects that I'm not taking credit. That reflects that I'm being mevatel myself, and I'm saying that this idea, this came from somebody else. It wasn't me. So Ha'omer Davar B'Shem Amru, somebody who has that type of mentality, that type of attitude of saying something in the name of somebody else, then Hashem's going to use that person to bring Geula, because that's exactly what Hashem wants about Geula. Hashem's going to bring the Geula. He wants people to realize that it's Him bringing the Geula. So if you're Omer Davar B'Shem Amru and you give credit to others and you mevatel yourself, then Hashem's going to use you as the kli for Geula. What's the source? What's the source of Pirkei Avos for Omer Davar B'Shem Amru? Maybe Geula Olam. What's the source? Esther Amalka. V'tomer l'Esther Amalka l'melech b'shem Mordechai. Got the exact lashon. Rabbi Bixen and Sarish, Esther told the king in the name of Mordechai. So Homer Tavav Shem Amro, maybe Geula La Olam. So Esther became the Kli for the Geula. And that's the pshat of the pasuk. It's more of a reflection. Homer Davo is not going to cause it, but if you have that attitude that Hashem is going to use you as a kli for geula, he says this even could be this explains Moshe Rabbeinu. It's an amazing medrash. The pasuk says when the daughters of Yisro have a discussion with their father, and your father said, "Why do you come back so fast?" So they say, "Ish Mitzri hitzilanu miad aroim." Right, an Egyptian man saved us from the Rohan. So the Medrash says, the Pasha says is that it's Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Medrash says, the Medrash in the Tanchuma, Mashal, before they quote the punchline, then I'll quote the Mashal. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ish Mitzri Yislami Yad HaRoam. What does that mean? Moshe Rabbeinu gave credit to the Mitzri that he killed. The Egyptian man that I killed and therefore caused me to have to run away to Midian caused me to be here and therefore I was able to save you from the shepherds. Ish Mitzri's let him yada roim. Mashal, and the mashal, the Medrash gives a mashal. Let's say somebody gets bitten by a snake. So he runs to the river to wash off his cut. And while he's at the river, he sees a baby drowning. He's like, Oive! He goes and saves the babies. The baby, so the parents say, wow, thank you so much for saving him. So he's like, I didn't save him, it was the snake that saved him. The snake that saved him, the snake didn't save him, the snake caused me to get a bite, the snake caused me problems. So no, in the larger scheme of things, the snake saved him. So too, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Ish Mitzri, there was that Egyptian man that caused me to be here in order to save you. That's a person of Homer Tavav Shem Amro. That's somebody who has that type of attitude. And that type of person, maybe Geula Olam, could be a kli for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring Geula. And that's exactly why Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned in the Haggadah. Because that's his greatest praise. It's not a slight to Moshe. It's his greatest praise because he was mevatel himself and he said everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer Rav Shem Amro, maybe Gula La'ola. He's got to put it in the Haggadah notebook for next year. Okay, that's one out of three. We're about to see Solomon. Rav Soloveitchik writes, it's a famous piece in the second volume of Reflections of the Rav. He discusses the experience of a Rosh Yeshiva. But just to go even back one step, we learned in Masechah Shkalim, back in the second paragraph of Masechah Shkalim, that we had a different lashon of this principle. Not Ha'omer Devar Shem Amro, maybe Gula La'olam, but it was formulated as, if you say something B'Shem Amro, it's as if that person is standing there, and the Gemara adds on there, Sifsosav Tavavos Bekever, it's as if they're still talking, but it says, it's as if they're there. Ki'ilu, I forgot the lashon, Omed Kinegdo. Said Perek Beis Halacha Hey in the Yerushalmi in Shkalim, which we had that. So Soloveitchik has a piece that is quoted, which is very moving regarding anytime we have Divrei Torah, anytime we have a Shir. The old Rebbe walks into the classroom crowded with students who are young enough to be his grandchildren. He enters as an old man with a wrinkled face, his eyes reflecting the fatigue and sadness of old age. The Rebbe is seated and sees before him the rows of young, beaming faces, clear eyes radiating the joys of being young. For a moment, the Rebbe says to himself, how could I do it? How could I give shir? Suddenly, the door opens and an old man, much older than the Rebbe, enters. He is the grandfather of the Rebbe, Reb Chaim Brisker. It would be most difficult to study Talmud with students who are trained in the sciences and mathematics, were it not for his method, which is very modern and equals, if not surpasses, the most contemporary forms of logic, metaphysics, or philosophy. The door opens up again, and another old man enters. He is older than Reb Chaim, for he lived in the 17th century. His name is Reb Shabsai Kohen, known as the Shach, who must be present whenever Tini Mamonis is discussed. Many more visitors arrive, some from the 11th, 12th, 13th centuries, Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi, Rabbam, Ravid, Rashi, Rabbi Akiva. All these scholarly giants are bidden to take their seats. The Rebbe introduces the guests to his pupils and the dialogue commences. The Rambam states the halacha. The Ravid disagrees sharply, as is his wont. Some students interrupt to defend the Rambam, and they express themselves harshly against the Ravid as young students do. The Rebbe softly corrects them, and the Rashba smiles gently. The Rebbe tries to analyze what the students meant, and other students intercede. Rabbeinu Tam is called upon to express his opinion. And suddenly a symposium of generations come into existence. Young students debate earlier generations with an air of daring familiarity, and a crescendo of discussion ensues. All speak one language. All pursue one goal, and all are committed to a common vision, etc. As he continues describing Toras Chaim, how when we learn the Rambam sitting here, Reb Chaim sitting here, right? Everyone sitting in this room. That's Ha'omer Davar B'Shem Amro. When we say Ha'omer Davar B'Shem Amro, they're Kilu Omdim Kinegdo. Number two, and finally number three, and then we'll move on. And that is a thought from Rav Avadia. Rav Avadia Yosef writes in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, Anaf Eitz Avos, this line of Ha'omer Dvar B'Shem Amro is number 48. Those who have the custom of doing a different midah of the Memchaz Dvarim She Torah Nikneis Bahem. There are 48 ways that we can be Kona Torah. The Mishnah says at the end of Pirkei Avos, number 48 is this, Ha'omer Dvar B'Shem Amro. What's 47? What's the one right beforehand? Is there any connection between the two? So, if you we're not there yet. Number 47 is Hamachim es Rabo v'hamachavin es Shmuaso. Somebody makes their Rebbe wise. Somebody really gives good kashas to the Rebbe. So what's the connection between that? He asks in Homer, the Rebbe Shem Amra. So he quotes from the Gemara in Yevamos. Yevamos Tzadik Vav, which we had. The Rebbe Yochanan got very upset when one of his Talmidim started quoting things not in his name. And the Rebbe Yaakov Bar Idi goes and is Mephayisim. He says what? He says, it says by Yoshua, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, Kein Tziva Moshe es Yoshua. Yeshua told all the story to Klal Yisrael. Did Yeshua quote everything by name? He kept quoting, Moshe told me, Moshe told me. No, he didn't quote it by name. But you know what? If Yeshua said it, everybody knew it came from Moshe. So you too, Rabbi Yochanan, if Rabbi Eliezer said it, you know, everybody knows it comes from Rabbi Yochanan. So that's why, if it's obvious that a Talmud learned everything he got from his Rebbe, he doesn't even have to quote his Rebbe, because everybody knows. But now, says Rav Avadia, this only applies by a Talmud and a Talmud Muvuk. But what if you have a Talmud Chaver, which is a Talmud, but a Talmud who's also somewhat on par with the Rebbe? So then this wouldn't apply, because then if you don't quote by name, they'll think it's yours. They won't realize it's your Rebbe's. So that's why the Mishnah says, Machim es Rabosa, Machim, if you make your Rebbe wise, meaning you're getting to his level, so then, Homer Tavim Shem Amr, then you have to quote him by name. Because then you're not going to, people aren't going to be sure who it's from. That's the connection between those two at the end of the list. Okay, so now let's continue. It says the next Mishnah, relating back to what we had two Mishnahs ago. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Dati Lefnei Rabbi Eliezer. I learned in front of Rabbi Eliezer. Ma, I said a Kal V'Chomer in front of Rabbi Eliezer. Ma im etzam kisa'ora, she'inu matame adam ba'ohel, ha'nozer megalech ha'magov ha'maso. Rabbi Eliezer says, if you have a tiny bone, the bone the size of a barley seed, that is not mitame adam ba'ohel. So, halacha, if you're in a room with a bone the size of a barley seed, that's not mitame ba'ohel. And yet, if a nazir touches it, it undermines his nazirus. Revi'ez dam, shu mitame adam ba'ohel. Or revi'ez dam, which we learned, is mitame ba'ohel. Machlokas, from one mason, from two mason. But either way, or revi'ez dam, which is mitame ba'ohel, eino dinshi nazir megalecha makov amasa. So, surely, if a nazir touches that, he should not only be tame mace, but he should undermine his nazirus. So why, in two Mishnayos ago, did we say that a Revi Yizdam is an example of something that a Nazir is Namagalayachon? So Amar Li, and Rabbi Akiva says that Rabbi Eliezer answered him, Maze Akiva! What are you talking about, Akiva? Ain't Donikon Mikavachomer. This Kavachomer does not apply here. He did not explain himself. He just said, no, Rabbi Akiva can't say that. Ukshabasi Versesi Dvaram Lefei Rabbi Yeshua, and when I said the same Kavachomer in front of Rabbi Yeshua, Amar Li, he said to me, Yafe Amarta, you're right, it makes sense what you said, Ella Kain Amru Halacha. But Halacha Moshe Misinai overrides. So that's why Kal Kavachomer cannot overtake and be Doche Halacha Moshe Misinai. That's what his Rebbe originally meant, but his Rebbe didn't explain it, and then Rebbe Yeshua explained it. Iba'i Lahu, the Gemara says, what aspect of this statement is the Halacha Moshe Misinai? Etzem Kisa'ora Halacha is the fact that an Etzem Kisa'ora, that a bone the size of a barley seed, and Nazir touching it, that undermines the Nazirus, is that Halacha Moshe Misinai? V'Revi is Dam Kal V'Chomer, and we're trying to make Revi is Dam an example of something that Nazir is Megaleachon, that's the Kal V'Chomer. V'Yidon Kal V'Chomer Mehalacha, and you're not allowed to use a Kal V'Chomer in the context of a Halacha. Odilma, or the opposite, Revi is Dam Halacha, is the fact that a Revi is Dam is Metami Ba'ohel, Halacha Moshe Misinai, Ve'atzim Kisor Kavachomer, and we're trying to connect the two with a Kavachomer, Ve'in Don Kavachomer Mehalacha. But Atzim Kisora, you know, you want to use that with Revi is Dam to learn a Kavachomer, meaning which is the Halacha Moshe Misinai here? The Atzim Kisora part or the Revi is Dam part? Tashma, Slagmara answers, Atzim Kisora Halacha, the fact that Atzim Kisora, a Nazir is Megaleacha, and that's the Halacha Moshe Misinai, Revi is Dam Kavachomer, and we want to learn Revi is Dam from it, Ve'in Don in Kavachomer Mehalacha. And we're not allowed to learn a Kavachomer from a Halacha Moshe Misinai. Why is that? Because Kavachomer is based on logic. Kavachomer is based on logic, right? Out of all of them, that's the one that we said you could learn yourself, even if you don't have a Misora for it. So it's based on logic. Halacha Moshe Misinai is not based on logic. Halacha Moshe Misinai is something that we got from Moshe Rabbeinu. Remember the Rambam? We quoted it a number of times. The Rambam writes in his introduction to Pirshei Mishnayos, five parts of Torah Shebaal Peh, five categories. So category number one is Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, accepted pshatim, explanations of items that we have from Moshe Rabbeinu. Number two is Halacha Moshe Misinai. What's the difference between number one and number two? Number two, there is no remez in the pasuk at all for. Halacha Moshe Misinai, without the Torah, we would not know it at all. Zero. We wouldn't know anything. That's what he says. Kol davar she'ein lo remez b'mikra, ve'eino nikshar bo, ve'i efshar lo hotzio b'derech midarkei hasvara, olav levado nemer Halacha Moshe Misinai. That's what Halacha Moshe Misinai is. So, how could you use a kal v'chomer to connect to Halacha Moshe Misinai? The Rambam says, mefurish. Halacha Moshe Misinai is totally not based on Svara. Kal v'chomer is based on Svara. So you can't compare the two. That's why the Gemara says, ain't done in kal v'chomer mehalacha. Okay. Hadra l'koin gadol.
So which one did I miss?
Which one? The Halacha Moshe Misinai wins. If there is a challenge, if there's a fight between them, the Mishnah said, the Halacha Moshe Misinai wins. Because obviously, we're told that to counter any logic that we might have, to override it. Kadosh Baruch Hu knew that logic.
But then you have to be sure that that dialogue, many times, one says...
Right, the Rambam, that's the other line of the Rambam, which we have to discuss. The Rambam says, there's never a machlokas about Halacha Moshe Misinai. So the question is, there are 400 of them. How can the Rambam say there are none? So maybe the Rambam doesn't... Sometimes the Gemara says Gemara Gemiri Law. It's a Misora. The Rambam might say that doesn't mean Halacha Moshe Misinai. Exactly. Maybe that's just a Misora that we have. But you're right. You're right that we have to be sure that it is Halacha Moshe Misinai, that we have the correct transmission. Okay, just by the way, before we start the next paragraph, I put a revised edition of the sheet up on the website. Actually, I gave it to Mayor. Mayor put it up. So if anybody just let line 3 for it a little more exact... You can look at the back of the website if you want to get the revised edition from yesterday's daf. Okay, we'll get back to it on Sunday. We'll have that Mishnah inside, so we could save the sheet for then. Mishnah, Shnei Nazirim. Got a week and a half left to Maseches Nazir, even less. Next Sunday, Bez Hashem, a week from Sunday is the Siyum. Bez Hashem, Shnei Nazirim, two Nazirim, She'omar Lohen Echad, Ra'isi Echad Mikem She'nitma, two Nazirim, who, the Mefarish says, first Mefarish in the Perek, Shekiblu Alehem Naziris Biyachad, two Nazirim that accepted Naziris together, meaning they're of the same count. Two Nazirim that are the same count. We'll get back to that, but let's first finish the case. Now, a third person comes over to them and says, I saw one of you became Tame, I'm just not sure which one. I saw one of you walk over a dead body. I'm not sure which one. Ve'ni Yodea Ezemikem, I don't know which one. Megalchin Wavian Karban Tuma. There's a number of points to say, but let's just get through the Mishnah. They get haircuts, and they both bring a Karban Tuma of a Karban Tahara. Meaning on day 30, they each team up, and they bring one set of Karbanis of Tuma for a Nazir Tameh, and one set for a Nazir Tahar. V'yomer. And they say, and they make this Tanai. Tosa says they don't really have to say, but this is what their Kavana is. Im anihu tameh. So the first one, Reuven says, Im am the tameh one, karban tumah shaliva karban tahara shalcha. The karban tumah is mine, and the karban tahara is yours. The am anihu atar, but if I'm the tahar one, karban tahara shaliva karban tumah shalcha. Meaning they make this tanai on day 30, that they bring one set of tahar karbanis and one set of tameh karbanis. This ofer shloshim yom, and then they count 30 days, umavien karban tahara, and then they bring another set of Karbanos of Tara, Va'omer, and again he says, if I originally was the Tame one, then Karban Tumah Sheli, the original Karban Tumahs were mine. For Karban Tara Shalcha, and the original Karban Taras were yours. Vizeh, and these new Karbanos, Karban Tara see, they're my Karban Tara, Karbanos Tara. V'imani Atar, and if I originally was the Tahar one, Karban Tara Sheli, then that original one was my Karban Tahar. The Karban Tumah Shalcha, and the Karban Tumah then was yours. And this is also yours. Right? So they make a tnai so that everything works out. Yeah. Well, Gemara is going to talk about it. Gemara is going to talk about it. How do you have these karbanis al tnai? How do you have it al tnai? How do you have it al safek? Gemara is going to hopefully get into a number of that discussion now and also in the coming up daf. Okay. First of all, the Briska Rav asks, what the Mefarish say? That they were mekabel biyachad. Why do they have to be mekabel biyachad? Why can't one have been mekabel today, one 10 days later, and if this happens, so then he has to wait. So he'll wait 10 days to bring the karbanis at the end of the 30 days of the Nazir who was mekabel later. What do you need both? So the Brisker Rav says maybe the one who was Makabel first wouldn't be able to wait. Because the Ran and the Darim on Daf Dalid, which we discussed then, the Ran and the Darim says that another Tahar who walks into a Beis HaKvaris, violates Bal Ta'acher. If a Nazir does anything and does not bring his Karbanas Tara when he's supposed to, he's going to violate Bal Ta'acher. Says the Brisker Rav, maybe here he wouldn't be able to wait. Because he's supposed to bring his karbanas today, and it will wait 10 days because of a suffix, but he shouldn't do that. We don't want to put him into the situation that he might violate, get into the world of Bal Ta'acher, delaying karbanas. That's why, to make it simple, the Mefarish says, two Nazirim, they're makabel together, same day. Number one. Number two. So what happened? The third guy comes and says, one of you became Tame. What did they say? What did they answer? They were quiet. So Tosfos says they were quiet. First Tosfos, Tzorach Lomar Shein Shoskin, they were quiet. Because if they would argue and say, no, we weren't, so he wouldn't be believed. He wouldn't be believed. Eid echad ba'achash alav klum. He wouldn't be believed. There's a Tosfos in Maseches Kiddushin, Adaf, Samachem Abeis, where Tosfos says that whenever an Eid echad is testifying against the Chazaka, Eid echad neged Chazaka, for example here, he's testifying against, everybody has a Cheskas Kashrus, Cheskas Tara, so whenever you have an Eid echad neged a Chazaka, that only works when the person is quiet, and then we can interpret his being quiet as a hoda'a. Shtika kahoda'a. And therefore, he could team up with the aid, and it can be two aidim. That's how an aid echad can be nema nega the chazaka. How can an aid echad be the chazaka? So Tosva says, aid echad nega chazaka works when the baldavar is quiet, therefore it's shtika kahoda'a, so it's two. So, according to that, the Achronim point out that our case must be talking about a case, there's also Negev Chazaka. It must be where the Nazirim should have known. They should know whether they became Tamei or not. They don't admit anything, they're just quiet. So we say, Shtika Godah, it must be two. According to the other Achronim there in Kiddushin, they do not have such a requirement, so then you don't have to say that. You just say they have no idea. They have no idea. If you look at the Rambam, if you look in Moshe Rishonim, they don't have such a limit. According to that Tosfos, you'd have to say that it's a case that they should have known, too. Finally, the third point on the Mishnah, and that is, what does the Mishnah say you have to do? So you don't know. So on day 30, they bring a set of Tumah Karbanas, a set of Tara Karbanas. And then on day, and they both get haircuts, and then day 60, they brought a set of Tara Karbanas. Since they're being a parrot, I have a better idea. Save them some money. Why don't they make a Tanai? What's an easier way? What could save? What's another way to do it?
For fate of the series till now, shave now.
Well, how can you save money? If you save money, why don't you just bring one set of Karbanas Tamei on day 30? And then bring one set of Karbanas, right? And then two sets of Karbanas Tara on day, not saving money, it's just different. Not saving money, it's still three sets of Karbanas. The answer may no parrots. Madu it's real, shit is your mail, she yaviu base Karbanas Echad Shel Tumah, Echad Shel Tara. Adiv she yaviu Karban Echad Shel Tumah, bring one carbon set of Karban Tumahs the first day, and make it Tanai. If you're the Tamei one, it's yours. If I'm the Tamei one, it's mine. V'yachrei Shloshim, they'll bring the Karbanas Tara. Why do you have to bring one Karban Tumah and one Karban Tara on the first day, and then one Tara on the second day? Wouldn't it be better to bring one carbon tame on the first day, and then both carbon towers, wouldn't that be more orderly, let's say? Now, wouldn't it save money? Yeah? Okay, A, number one, Bal Ta'acher. Number two, Rabbeinu Paris himself says, no, but we want them to each get haircuts on day 30. You're not allowed to get a haircut unless you bring your karbanas, and they're both going to get a haircut. You're right, the haircut is not ma'akev, but you can't get a haircut without bringing your karbanas. So that's why, if you're going to have them both shave, so then that's why we have to have both of them bring their karbanas. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Says the Gemara, that's the Mishnah. Gemara. Ketani shnei nizirim sharmu lev mechor ra'isi echad mikem shenitva ve'eni yodea eza mikem. What did the Mishnah say? Two nizirim, and with the third guy, the third person comes over and says, one of you are tamei. So the Gemara says, 1 minute, v'yamai. Why are either of them called tamei? Why do you have to bring any carbon tamei? Shouldn't this be a suffik tumah birshus ha rabim? As we'll see. Why? Let's see. What's the whole source of Suffik Tumah Rishos HaYachid? Right? As we know, the rule is, if you have a doubt about Tumah in Rishos HaYachid, Tameh. If you have a doubt about Tumah in Rishos HaRabim, Tahar. That's the rule. So where do you learn that from? Of Suffik Tumah Rishos HaYachid, you learn that from Eichad Yafin of Ami Sota. You learn it from the Parsha of an Isha Sota. Right? Ma Isha Sota, what's an Isha Sota? An Isha Sota is someone who we don't know what happened. We don't know if something happened to. It's a suffix, and it's a Rishos HaYachid. And what do you see from the Torah? We're machmir. We assume problem until she drinks. So that's the source of sakhvei tumah b'rishus ha'yachid. So maso de boel v'nevela. It's just like sota. There are only two people involved. There are only two people there. The boel and the neveles. Af kol sakhvei tumah b'rishus ha'yachid. So too all sakhvei tumah b'rishus ha'yachid. Could go into ika betray. Only applies when there's two people there. Rishus ha'yachid is not defined by geography. It's defined by how many people are there. So if two people are there, like a regular case of sota, that's where we're machmir. Aval hacha shnei nazirim. But here you have two nazirim, v'hai dekoi gabehon, and then you have the third guy who's saying that I saw one of you become tameh. Hatzlas is three people. Havili safik tuma b'rishus harabim. If it's three people, that should be considered a crowd. Three's a crowd, right here. Three's a crowd, and it should be considered Rishus Arabim. Chos Tavik Tumim Rishus Arabim is fake otar, question mark. So why should we have anybody bringing Karbanis of Tumah in the Mishnah? It should be Safik Tumah Birishus Arabim. That's the question of the Gemara. There is a problem with the Shita of the Rambam, which hopefully we'll get back to you. He knows for sure, is it really sure? Well, it's, yeah, he knows for sure, but that's, any case, if you walk down a street, you walk down one of two streets, you don't know which one. One of them is Tameh, one of them is Tar. That's Safik Tumah. Each person is a Safik, whether he's Tameh or Tar. You don't have to look at the package. Each person says, do I have to bring a Karbanis Tumah? Safik. Do I have to bring a Karbanis Tumah? Safik. So why do either of them? Each of them should have a sock of Sveik Otar. There's a problem with the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam writes, let's say, this is in the third halacha of Hilchasota. Hilchasota is with a sin, the Rambam spells it. Hilchasota, the end of Sefer Noshim. The Rambam says, what if a man is mekana his wife, meaning he gives her the warning, and he says, don't have yichud with Reuven and Shimon. Two people. He thinks that she's involved with two people. So, kida lo'em shnaim ke'echod, v'amr lo al tisri imploni uploni. And what happens? And she's nistar with both of them. Ke'echod. Shneim ke'echad, v'shas k'dei tuma, and she's there k'dei tuma, afilu hein shnei achel, etc., harizu asura anshatishte. It works. That's a good kini v'stira. If he says, don't be with two people, she's with two people. Ask the Achor, what are you talking about? Doesn't our Gemara say, Sada only works with two people? Ask the Minchas Chinuch, Mefurish against the Gemara. Our Gemara says, you get three people, that's a Rishus Arabim. So shouldn't it be a Yerushas Ayachin in that case? What's the Rambam talking about? That's in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel of Hilchasota. So says the Menchas Chinuch, what you have to say is that yes, in general, the rule is two people Rishus HaYachid, three people Rishus HaRabim. But you also go by the situation. If it's a situation of Sota, then it's always Rishus HaYachid. If it's a situation of Sota, that overrides. Derak HaPirush DeSota B'chol Inyan Havali Rishus HaYachid. Tehi Makom Seser Af Bifnei Rabim. There might be Rabim there, but it's still called a Makom Seser, and it's enough Rishus HaYachid for this halacha. Mikom Makom Gamkin Emes Adavar. The Besavik Shalonistra Rak Bifnei Rabim. Af Arav Nisra Makom Seser. After you Rabim, Mikom Makom Havali Stira. That's the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Samachay. And he says again, Haklal. Had DeSota Avi Rishus HaYachid Afilu Bifnei Kama Anashim. Kivan Da Tumahi Beseser. So the Minchas Chinuch says, you're right, the rule in general is two people and three people. But if it's a situation, but like here is a case, not here, we're not talking about a case of Sota, we're talking about a case of Tumah and Nazir. So then it's two versus three. That's the Gemara's Kasha. If it's three people, it should be Rishus Aravim. But in the case of Sota, a woman is Misyachid with a man, even with two men, that's still going to be good enough to be called a Stira of Rishus HaYachid, and therefore it would be Machmir, and that would be a case of Sota. Okay, so back to the Gemara's question. So the Gemara said, why should you be Machmir and have to bring any Karbanos of Tumah in this case? Safik Tumah, Rishus HaYachid, it is Rishus HaRabim, and therefore Sveik Otar. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Rabba Barafuna, Ba'omer Ra'isi Tumah Shenizr Kabein Eichem. No, he was far away. And he sees, I saw from afar that one of you became Tumah. He wasn't there with them. He was far away from them, and he saw from a distance. Amar Ravashi, Dekanami. Ravashi says, you even know that from the Mishnah. Why? Diktani, what does the Mishnah say? Ve'eni yodea izmikem. I don't know. What's the diuk? Taptosis. It doesn't say shachachti. It doesn't say he knew and he forgot. He never knew. Meaning he was very far away. So there was still two people by themselves. It was Rishus HaYachid. Oh, just got to say for this Tosfos. Tosfos on the bottom. Nun Zayin Amar Aleph. He sewed the stick of Tosfos. Says Tosfos. Here we go. Ask Tosfos. The Im Tomar, second medium line. Im Kain, if it's true that there were two people, right? He was far away. So ask the question the other way. Imkein Yavi Kalach and Karban Tumah. So each one of them should bring a Karban Tumah. Because there was only two people, and you should say something Tumah versus Yachid. Bevadai. What do you say? What does the Mishnah say? You bring one Karban Tumah and one Karban Tara. What do you mean? According to Tosfos says, if you say something Tumah versus Yachid, so then you should say that both should bring Karban Tumah. They mach, they call something Tumah versus Yachid, Sarfan Allah Shuma. What's Tosfos' answer? You sowed Gadol in Hilchos Tumah Vatara. This is a big sugi, the first sugi in Nazir, in Nida, speaks about this. First daf and nida, but Tosfos says the same Yisov. Yesh lomar to lo gemiri misota eladavar sheefshar lios kisota de efshar she nitmes aval hacha lo efshar latamo shnehem devadai echad tahar. Says Tosfos, we never apply the principle of savik tumah b'shus hayachid sveiko tamei if it's a tarti disasri, if it's impossible. It's impossible that both of them are tamei. So yes, even though you, if you would say by each one, Savik Tumah, you should paskin. Savik Tumah Brishus HaYachid Sveiko Tameh. You should say that by each person, but it can't be. It's impossible. Only one of them became Tameh. So you don't apply that principle by a tied to the Sasri. This is really Machlokas Rishonim. If you look at the beginning of Sota, some Rishonim say you too. What do you mean? Each person is Sveiko Tameh, Sveiko Tameh. What's the Machlokas about? What's the Machlokas about? Whether you can apply Savik Tumah Brishus HaYachid Sveiko Tameh even by tied to the Sasri? Maybe it's linked to another machlokas. What happens if somebody is safik tumah b'shus hayachid, sveiko tameh? Right, there was a safik about tumah, and he had to be machmir. Let's say the next day he walks into the Beis HaMikdash. Do we punish him? Do we give him an onesh? When somebody is safik tumah b'shus hayachid, sveiko tameh, we're machmir. Do we punish him? It's machlokas, the Rambam and Tosfos. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shkagos, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Vav, if somebody becomes Tamei Meis and walks into Beis HaMikdash, obviously he's going to bring a carbon. It's Chayef. But what if we're not sure? What if he walked down the street, maybe became Tamei, maybe he didn't, and then he went, so we have to be Machmir, because it wasn't a street. It was his backyard. And we have to be Machmir. So does he get a punishment? The Rambam says, no. It's a little suffix. Listen to the Rambam's Lashon. Halach Berishon, a person goes down one path, v'nichnas l'mikdash o'ach al-kodesh, patur b'b'neishu suffix Tamei. Still suffix. So what that we said Savik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid Sveiko Tameh? Still a Safik. Tosfos in Shavuos Daf Yutes says he gets punished. He has to bring a carbon. Even though the psak was only based on Savik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid Sveiko Tameh. What's the machlokas? Says Reb Chaim Ozer, says the Achiezer, the first Achiezer. Chelek Aleph Siman Aleph, yeah? Oh, exactly. Says he uses those words. Says the Achiezer. When we have any type of psak in a case of safek, we always say, what type of psak is this? Is this what we call a birur? Is this what we call a hachra'a? Meaning, example, dini maminis. You have a shirt. I go over to your shirt and say, give me my shirt. And you say, what are you talking about? You have no witnesses. I say, give me my shirt. So what's the rule? You keep your shirt. Hamotzi mechaveira, olav araya. I have to bring a proof. If I don't bring a proof, you get to keep your shirt. So what do we say? We're not sure whose shirt it is, but we're letting you keep it? Oh, we say, no, it's your shirt. That's a birur. Hamotzi mechaveira olav araya means it's mevurar, it's clarity. We assume that it's your shirt. That's A. Or let's say safek da, by any case of safek, safek daraisa l'chumra. You're not sure what to do. So don't eat it, because it's safek daraisa l'chumra. So is that a birur or achra? Again, by each one of these, you have to ask the question. What about here? Rishus hayirabim sveiko tahar, rishus hayachas sveiko tameh. Is that birur, is that achra? So you would have said, we've usually said, that that's what's called a hachra. It's a psak. We don't know what the halacha is. What every case of doubt in Rishus HaRabim is going to be tahar. It's vaday tahar. We assume that in Rishus HaYachid Sveiko Tameh. So we thought that was a bir. We thought that was a hachra. Says the Chaim Ozer, that's the machlokas, the Rambam and Tosfos. The Rambam holds that what? That it's a hachra. It's not that. We don't know. So you have to be machmir. But if you walk into Beis HaMikdash next day, you're not going to be chayav a karbon. Because it's still a safek. You have to be machmir. But it's still a safek. But according to Tosfos, it's a birur, and that's why you're going to be chayav a karbon. That's what the Rechaim Moser says. Yesh lachkar safik tumah b'shus hayachid da'asa hakasav safik avadai imu b'toras birur v'gzeras hakasav hu shanu omrim shama ori hishazinsa oshin naga matumah v'sveiko kavadai hainu kaguf ve'etzem atumah v'kishar dini haTorah, just like Rov, just like Chazaka hamavara amitas hadavar. Do you say that? Oh, she'ein ze biru klal. Oh, we have no idea what happened. Rak din nifrad, v'tuma nifredes. You have to be machmir because you don't know. And that's the nafkamina if you walk into Beis HaMikdash. And the other nafkamina is, could you say tired to the sasri? If you say it's a biru, you can't say two contradictory things. You can't say both are tameh. So it's tosfos l'shitaso. Tosfos, who says it's a birur in Shavuos Yutas, and that's why you're going to be chayv if you all get the base of Mikdash, here says you can't say a tarta to Sasri. You can't say two contradictory things because it's a birur. We assume this is what really happened. So they're both not tameh. Maybe the Rambam would say that you can't have a tarta to Sasri in theory. You would be able to have a tarta to Sasri because it is not a birur, it is just a hachra. Okay, that's a very important Tosfos that we have in that those few lines. Okay, there's more of the Tosfos, but we'll stop for there. Tosfos goes back and says, maybe you would be able to say Tata Sasri by Rishus HaRabim, but just not by Rishus HaYachid. Okay, that's the continuation of that Tosfos. Okay, weiter. Continuing over. Second line. Megachin Mevi'in. So, what was the case? Remember, third party comes and says, one of you are Tomei, so what do? They both get haircuts on day 30. They both get haircuts. They both bring the set of Karbanos, one Tomei, one Tar. They make the tie between them. So, ask the Gemara V'yamai. What do you mean? How could they both get haircuts? Dilma lav tamei in inun v'kavet hakafa. Right? How could they both get a haircut? Maybe, and the assumption is, let me just paraphrase, the Meiri says it's beferish, we're asking about the haircut on day 60. Even though the Mishnah doesn't say beferish, the assumption is that they both get a haircut on day 30, and they both get a haircut on day 60. When they bring the one set of a carbon tahar. So ask the Gemara, how can they both get a haircut on day 60? What about the one who was never tamei? He was tar on day 30, he got his haircut, and now on day 60 he's shaving his whole head? There's an issur daraisa, a bal takif. He's shaving it, you're only allowed to do that usually because you're a nazir, asi docha lo sasei. But according to the one who was always tamei, how can he get a haircut on day 60? The amai dim olav tamei ninu, maybe they're not tamei, v'kavet hakafa, issur daraisa. Amar Shmuel, b'ishav hakatan. We're talking about a case of a woman or a katan. A woman or a katan. And therefore, a woman, as we know, we're going to talk about soon, a woman is not subject to the principle of Baal Takif. Right? There's no isser for a woman to shave her entire head. So we're talking about a nazira. Or we're talking about a katan. We're talking about a katan. How did that work? So says the Rush. A katan, it has to... A katan, what is it, a six-year-old? So, no, we're talking about a muflasa machlish, meaning a 12-year-old. It's got to be an old enough to make a naziris, but not old enough to be chayv in hakafa. So the Rush says, on the eighth line of the Rush, katan shu muflasa machlish. We must have been talking about a case of a 12-year-old. That's one possibility. The Meiri says, we had once in the previous Masechta so far. No, the father accepted Naziris for his son. The father was Madir's son. Right? We had that as well. So we're either talking about a woman or a katan, and that's why there's not going to be a problem on day 60. V'lukma, one second. V'lukma v'gadol. What do you mean? Why can't it be a gadol? V'hakafetz kala rosh lo shma hakafa. And there is a discussion. We had it before. Maybe, why can't we talk about a case of a gadol? And this Manda Amar, this Mishnah would hold that if you shave the entire head, there's no Isser. Only if you shave the sides of your head is there an Isser, as the Torah describes. But maybe this should prove that if you shave your entire head, there's no Isser. Midelo mukim lahachi, since Shmuel did not say that, Shema Mina, it must be, Kasavar Shmuel hakav skalaro Shema kafa. It must be that Shmuel holds that no, shaving the head, the entire head, is a problem. Therefore, it cannot be talking about a gadol. Therefore, it must be talking about a case of an Isha or a Katan. Period. Marzutra learned out this sheet of Shmuel from the next Mishnah, which we actually had yesterday. Nazir, Shayatami Basavik Mukhla Basafik. Remember that case, beginning of the daf yesterday with the chart. A Nazir who is Safek Tamei Mace Safek Mitzora. So we just explained yesterday. Ochla Bakajan Lachashishim Yom, Umagalech Dal Tiklachos. We explained the case that he has what he does on day 30, day 60, day 90, day 120. And besides the issue of when he drinks, he gets a haircut every 30 days. So how can the Mishnah say you get a haircut every 30 days? What if he wasn't a Mitzora? What if he wasn't a Nazir? What if he wasn't Tamei Mace? So he's getting two extra haircuts. Getting extra haircuts. So how does he violate? So Vakavet Akafa, Amar Shmuel B'Isha V'Katan. So Shmuel there also said it about Isha and Katan, and that also proved that Akafas Kala Rosh is Ishma Hakafa. Okay. Period. Yeah.
Isha v'katan are cases that are probably rare or probably not. So why would it?
That's a general question. Why would the Mishnah talk about a rare case? The Gemara always has ukimtas. The Mishnah is not telling. The Mishnah is not there to tell me every single halacha. The Mishnah is telling you certain halachas, but it's also a sefer of lamdis, a sefer of understanding of the Dvar Hashem. Right? There are many areas of halacha. We discussed this Chanukah time that are not in Mishnais. Right? Tefillin, mezuzah. Chanukah, right? All this is where the Pirshim Mishnais and Menachos. The Rambam says, where are all these halachas in Mishnais? The Rebbe Yonatan didn't put Hilchos Tefillin in Mishnais. Sorry, all Ben Adam Lachaveiro, right? It's not in Shulchan Aruch either. But again, so to have an unusual kimta is not the most unusual thing in Shas. Okay, Amar Afuna, period. So now starts the sugya of the Isser of Hakafa. Isser of Hakafa, just a 2-minute note beforehand. The Gemara says, obviously we know there's an Isser Daraisa for a man to have his payas, to have the size of his head, his payas cut. So whatever payas are, we're not going to get to that now. Not only is there an Isser for the Nikaf, for the one whose payas are being cut, the Gemara says in Maseches Makas Daf Chaf, Echad HaNikaf VeEchad HaMakif. Right? The cutter as well. The barber also is Chayiv and Isser Daraisa. Not just the one who's getting cut, but the one who is having his payas cut. The makif of the nikaf. Rashi says that's learned out from the plural lashon, lo sakifu pa'as roshchem. Why does it say plural, lo sakifu, echad nikaf, echad makif? There is a major machlokas rishonim. How many isurim are these? How many isurim lo saseis do you count? The Rambam counts one lo sasei. One lo sasei. Rambam says in lo sasei, mem gimel, isur of hakafa. Isur of hakafa. Right, he counts the isur of hakafa, and he only focuses on the nikaf. The Ravid in his Hasagas to the Minyan HaKatzar, to the quick one list before the Mishnah Torah, the Ravid has a quick list of the 613. The Ravid has Hasagas there. The Ravid says, no, two Isurim. Separate Isur for the Nikaf and the Makif. The Achronim, I have it here from the Avia Ezri, from Rav Shach, says, what's the Nukudas HaMachlokes? With a couple of other Ravam Ravids, which he has Lashitasos. What's the Nukudas HaMachlokes? According to the Ravid, there's an Isser of Makif separate from Nikaf. Two separate Isurim. One doesn't flow from the other. And the Isser of Nikaf is even if you don't do anything, you're just there. According to the Rambam, you must say that the Isser of Nikaf flows from the Isser of Makif. They're really connected. Nikaf is because you're allowing yourself to be somebody to violate Makif. But really, they're connected. And again, he speaks about the lambdas. Haram lo maske lo b'minyan amitzv lo kan sheish lavsh ala nikaf im lo siya lahakif. Right, the nikaf is not usher unless he does some siyua. He puts his head up. He does some little act. So yeah, and he connects a few other Rambam Ravids here. If you look at the end of Hilchas Avodas Kochavim, Rav Shach gets into depth about this machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. Okay, so let's now continue. Says the Gemara. Amar Afuna, ha-makif es ha-katan ha-reyu chayif. If somebody is makif ha-katan, he's chayif. Right, even though ha-katan is not chayif in mitzvahs, if I cut off my child's payas, I'm chayif in Issa Daraisa. Amalei Rav Adab Rav Al Rav Huna, v'didach man megalach lahun. Why are your kids walking around without payas? Unbelievable. Right? Rav Huna's children. So Rav Adab says, what about your kids? Why are they walking around without payas? Amalei Chova. No, that was my wife Chova. My wife Chova gave him a haircut. So the Gemara says, Tikbarin and Chova l'bnei. So Rav Adah says, Chova should bury your children. Whoa. Kulu shani de Rav Adah bar Abba, and all the years that Rav Adah bar Abba was alive, lo ekaim lezar lo Rav Huna. Rav Huna's children didn't live to be grown men. Because of this curse, as Tosa says, Kishkaga shiyotzi l'fnei ha-shalit, because of the words of a tzaddik. So what's Michdi? The Gemara says, Travas Svira, Akavas Kala Roshma Akafa. Both of them seem to say, hold, that cutting off everything from the head, the whole head, is an Issa Daraisa. But my Kemiflikis, what's the Machlokas about here? What's the Machlokas here? So the Gemara explains, Rav Huna says, Lo Sakivu Bas Roshkam, Lo Sashkaz Is Basa Konecha. Called, the Gemara compares the Isser of Hakafa, the Isser of Hashchasa, of a beard. Kol she Yeshlo Hashchasa, Yeshlo Hakafa. Anybody included in the Isser of destroying one's beard, again, a separate issue that we've touched on in the past, the different parts of the face that one's also to cut. Anyone who's included in that one is also included in the Isser of Payas. Vahani Nashi and women, hova lasnu bashchasa lasuname akafa. Women are mufka from this Aveira. That's Rav Huna Shita. Women are mufka from this Aveira. Therefore, even if a woman cuts off the Payas of a gadol, right? A woman is mufka from this Aveira. She's not included. There is no Isser of Baltakif for a woman. That's what Tosfos says. According to Rav Huna, she's mutter bakol. Rav Adah bar Abba savar. Rav Adah bar Abba says, he got upset. Echad ha-makif echad ha-nikaf b'mashma. We'll go with Tosfos' pshat of Rav Adah bar Abba. Really, the Torah, obviously, the Isser step one should be the nikaf, the one who's getting cut. But the fact that the Torah uses a lashon rabim, lo sakifu, so we know makif is also included. But Tosfos explains Rav Adah, but the real ikar is the nikaf. So the Torah is comparing the makif to the nikaf. In other words, vishkish makif lenikaf, and saying as follows, kol hecha de nikaf mechayiv, makif nami mechayiv. Whenever the nikaf is chayiv, the makif is chayiv. says Rav Ada. You always look at the nikaf. And therefore, says Rav Ada, if there was a gadol getting cut, a woman would be chayiv. I argue with you. Don't say a woman is mufka. You look at the person being cut. If the person being cut is chayiv, so then the woman is also going to be chayiv. V'hai katan. And this, you're right, a katan. Hovu gufela bar ochen hudu machayiv, makanami lo machayiv. I agree with you, per se, that if a katan was getting cut, a woman wouldn't be chayiv. You know what? A man wouldn't be chayiv either. Because you always look at the nikaf. You always look at the one being cut because you compare the makif to the nikaf. So both hold that a woman cutting a katan would not be a problem. But for what reason? Either because a woman is totally mufka, or because, that was the first opinion, Rav Huna and Rav Ada says, no, because you look at the nikaf, if the nikaf is not chayiv, then the makif is not going to be chayiv either. So why did he get so upset at him? Why did he get so upset at him? Why did he curse his kids? Sorry? Oh, so La Bar Onchin doesn't say it's mutter. That's how we paskin. So you look in the Rambam, look in the Shulchan Aruch, paskin that a woman, you know, shouldn't. It's at least an Issa D'Rabbanan. So it's at least an Issa D'Rabbanan. But why did he curse his children? So Tosfos explains, because he was more saying, L'shitas Cha, the second wide line of Tosfos. Tosfos explains, I hold that you always look at the nikaf, and if the nikaf is not a Bar Chayuva, Katan, then everybody's going to be putter. But you don't make such a distinction. You say it's just a din in women. So I said, no, it's not just a din in women. So the women and men are the same. What is it? Just look at the nikaf. So therefore, maybe she should have been more careful with cutting the children's pace. Again, there's a big Tosfos here. We ran out of time, but Tosfos here discusses what about getting a haircut from a non-Jew? Does that make it? Does that any better? Tosfos discusses in the second half of this Tosfos. Again, there's a lot more here, but we will stop here. Everybody should have a good Shabbos. Hashem, we'll see you on Sunday.